Ooh, heck, here we go again then for another edition of Centre FM, your hot FM, live and local.
Centre Radio FM News, Mr. Serious reporting. Pigling Bland was today convicted of unauthorised broadcasting under the Wireless Telegraphy Act. Our reporter on the spot is the lady with the pretentious voice.
What's that, young sirs? Where are your licences? Said the policeman.
Here are two licences.
What's this? This ain't a licence.
I had one. Indeed I had.
In the next news update, Bigling Bland gets into trouble with the bacon slicer.
So welcome to the world, yeah. All you latecomers, just step on board. I'm happy, glad you came. So welcome home, again. Sometimes I
Hello, Centre FM 105.7 with Steve Gregson for another show. Crowder, come on. The Beloved kicking us off there. A song called Hello. Hello, 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 hello. It's patronisation time. So what have we got this exciting programme? Well, we're talking to Alvin Davis in about 15 minutes time from now. He's got a new album out, or indeed he's got a new album out, it's called Let It Blow. We'll be hearing a few tracks from that and speaking to him.
Hello.
That gap was brought to you by Chris Curry Productions in association with Sinex Decongestant Nasal Spray. Yes, I have got a rotten nose and a sore throat as well. Now, don't pester me about it.
When food is gone, you are my day. and my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through.
Oh, I do love doing that. Candy Staton and The Source. Chris Carey, you've no idea what you're doing to me. And I'm not talking... Yes, I'd heard much the sort of same sort of thing. Have you got a cold? Because I feel kind of a bit isolated. Because I'm the only person I know who's got a cold and it's December.
I've got a bit of a snuffle. Does that count?
A snuffle. A snuffle is as good as a snort. In my book.
Said the bishop to the actress.
Indeed. I've got no... Listen, I want a muffled gasp of astonishment. I have no sandwiches. I know, it's quite amazing, isn't it, really? No, for Steve Gregson to be without me is quite remarkable, really. Listen, do you want me to find one of these things so that you can... I can get you a microphone of your own.
Oh, what about a microphone? A microphone of my very own. I've always wanted one of those. Gosh, he's found one of those funny microphone things. No, just the red one.
Just the red one.
Yes.
Oh, you can't meet the red one, so there we go. And if I do this, you see, I can plug you in and you can speak.
Yes. Here I am. I'm on.
Oh, wasn't that clever?
I'm on the square.
Oh, this is Blue Peter all over again.
I had an exciting experience the other day.
Did you really?
Yes. Up the top of a certain well-known block of flats, putting an antenna up.
Up what?
Hey.
Quick off the mark today, Gregson.
You are indeed. The side of a lift machinery building.
This is silly, this is pathetic. Listen, do you like the fall?
Depends how far it is.
Speaking of high buildings, do you like The Fall with Mark E. Smith and his co-patriots?
Oh, them. Are you going to play
Big
Free
word,
Range?
Isn't it, co-patriot?
Are you going to play Free Range?
No, I'm going to play a totally wonderful record called Totally Wired.
I'm totally wired. I'm totally wired. I'm totally wired.
Can't you say?
Totally wired. I can't you see? A butterfly stomach grounds ground. I drank a jar of coffee. And then I took some of these. And I'm totally wired. Totally wired. I'm totally wired.
I love that guy, Mark E. Smith, with The Fall from 1980, and I'm totally wired. Wonderful stuff. Steve Gregson then with you, the Gregster, with a very, very sore throat. So you've got to be nice to me, and if you've got any of that nice night nurse stuff, then I'd be very, very pleased to have some of that. Now then, does anybody fancy Des O'Connor? Yeah, well, I know you do, but...
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir,
Merry Christmas,
dressed up like Eskimos.
Sorry, wrong line.
Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe.
Oh.
Made the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes.
Tiny what?
Will fly
tots, right?
Hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way.
Doobie doobie.
He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh.
Don't mention toys.
And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if
reindeer
really know
how to fly. Oh, watch those reindeer fly.
So I'm offering this simple phrase.
Say it, Des.
To kids from 1 to 92.
Shoot from the hip, Des.
Though it's been said many times, many ways.
Tell it like it is, Des.
Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, wonderful stuff. I think that's quite enough of that, though, for the time being. Centre FM 105.7. The Prodigy and Charlie.
Charlie says always tell your mummy before you go off somewhere.
Somewhere. Oh, Charlie from The Prodigy. And this is 999. You may remember they had a record called Emergency. This is one of their less well-known ones from the punk era. It's called I Found Out Too Late.
Going down, down a lot.
FM. The sound of free radio for the city of Nottingham. Those were 999, Found Out Too Late. These are the Stranglers.
Golden brown, texture like sun, lays me down, with my mind she runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown. Golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast, two distant lands, takes both my hands, never a frown with golden brown. Temptress, through the ages she's heading west, from far away, stays for a day, never a frown with gold.
The Stranglers and Golden Brown. What a wonderful record that is. Just have a listen to this. From a new artist. He's called Alvin Davis. He has a new CD out. It's called Let It Blow. It's an excellent CD through and through, and I spoke to Alvin Davis. And this is what I came up with.
The title of the album, Let It Blow, is that any reference to Miles Davis, the cool blower?
It is. The track, the title track, came from just a rap that we had going, and we mentioned his name, obviously because, you know, he's on our minds at the time. So the title track, Let It Blow, was just in memory, I suppose, of him. Let It Blow.
You're not related to him at all, then?
I wish I was. No, I'm not at all.
Who does the vocals on that track? Is it you?
The rap? No, it's a good friend of mine called Moose. Moose, the rapper. MC Moose. And he's done a really good job on that.
How do you describe the music that you play? Is it enough to describe it as jazz stroke soul?
Yeah, it is. It's... I think it's essentially soul, stroke jazz. Possibly, I mean, straight away people think with the saxophone playing the lead role, it's jazz. But
of course, yeah.
Really, it's not. It's not essentially jazz.
It's a wonderful soulful album, though.
It's purely instrumental. Just wanted the sax to do the talking. Very little vocals.
Alvin, what part of the country are you from?
I'm from Birmingham.
From Birmingham, yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the music scene like over there at the moment?
It's quiet, but there's some very good up-and-coming bands around. A lot of talent. Plenty of very good vocalists and rappers. So, you know, we get involved with all that. And... you know, just try and amalgamate everything, trying to get everything going.
Yeah. Has it changed a lot since you first started in the business? I mean, how long have you been in the business?
Professionally, I think about 5-6 years, professionally. I mean, I've been blind for quite a while.
I was listening to some of the London radio stations last week. I know there's a great deal of interest at the moment in the Cry for Help track, you know, the old Rick Astley song. Am I right in expecting that there's going to be a lot of groups who want to sample that?
Yeah, I mean, ourselves, we've messed around with it and we've come up with a few different types of mixes, and I'm sure other people have tried their hand.
Is that all right by you?
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's essentially not my song. I covered it, and so I'm sure I'll cover it again.
Thank you.
It's definitely my favourite track on the album. Is there any particular favourite on the album of yours?
No, not really. People always ask me this question, but I don't think there is one track that I'm really happy with the way a lot of it turned out from the initial idea. So I'm happy with one or two of them, or happier than, you know what I mean?
If you could pick one to play, though, off the album.
I think Ali My Love is a very emotional track, which whenever I play that, I really try and capture a feel. It's really difficult to play because it's an emotional song. So Ali My Love is one of my favourites, but I very rarely play it.
One of the tracks, Sundowner, there's a drum track which sounds... There's something very different about it. I just can't quite put my finger on it.
Sundowner?
Yeah. It sounds very... It sounds as if it's not a drum machine by any standards.
Oh! Well, I mean, a few of the tracks, again, initially started out as programmed drum tracks, and the fact that we know a lot of really talented musicians, we experimented and used a lot of them. Just to see how things would turn out, I think for the tracks we used live drums in parts. I mean, we used hi-hats and live hi-hats and stuff like that.
How long did the album take to make?
To record, we took 2.5 weeks.
Was that 2.5 weeks of hard work, or was it really, did you love it?
2.5 weeks of really hard work, but really some really nice moments. You know, it's a pleasure to do the whole thing. I'll do it again if I get another chance. But it was really, really hard work, because we rushed off our feet. And one session play, we went straight into the next one. No breaks.
Are you writing songs for the next album then?
Yeah.
It's an ongoing process.
Yeah, we're working on some new stuff.
Have you got a UK tour then planned in the pipeline?
Well, we do have a few things lined up. I'm lying out my teeth, man. I can't do these.
You haven't got a tour.
Have we?
Of course.
Well, I don't know about it.
You can feel his nose getting longer.
Now we've got a few things lined up, but I won't say a lot yet. But really, we will let a lot of people know what we're doing. As soon as we know.
Alvin Davis has a new album out on FM Records. It's called Let It Blow. Alvin, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Alvin Davis from his new album, Let It Blow. I'll tell you, after I spoke to him at HMV Records, he went out there with his saxophone, knocked the place dead. It is Centre FM 105.7 with Steve Gregson, the Gregster. Which Chris Carey tells me that Steve Gregson is an anagram of Trev's nose egg. If you're wondering what's happening in all the soap operas, Down Under, or Earth, my lodger Sharon, who incidentally is Australian, knows all about the soap operas down there because she's about 6 months ahead of us, so she has given me a report. We'll be hearing about that fairly soon, but I want to mention in my lodgers, they've decorated my house! They've put Christmas decorations up. I paced up and down 20 times, I can tell you. I said, take these decorations down forthwith. They didn't listen to me, they never do. Oh, that has upset me, that has. Also to come, we've got the Tiny Tot's bedtime nursery rhyme time. Send your Tiny Tot off to bed with a nursery rhyme with a little help from Steve Gregson. As well as that, we've got the stars from Gypsy Rose Ramjet and lots of really great records like this one from Elvis Costello. Oh, I just know where to begin. Though it says I'll live forever, it's now or never, but she keeps on hanging on. The silver chamber on. She says she can't go home without a chaperone. Run. No, Elvis Costello and Accidents Will Happen. I think we'll do The Stars after this one, which is the new one. They've just released it from the Frank and Walters. Frank and Walters and their new CD. It's called After All. Centre FM 105.7 with Steve Gregson taking the chair. Without a care. With gay abandon. Which all leaves me with just one question. Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why? Centre FM is free radio for Nottingham. We call it free because we don't have company cars. We have company easy rider travel cards. Right, I think it's about time we did the Ramjet horoscopes by Gypsy Rose Ramjet. Okay, here we go. If you want to know what your stars are, here they are. For Aquarius, you're going to meet somebody new tomorrow. Leo, Monday is a good day for financial decisions. Pisces, look at the dirt in here, Pisces. Time you flick the duster, eh? Cancer. Well, if you're travelling by bus, Cancer, you've got to avoid the number 63 with the bold driver. Virgo. Frighten your next-door neighbour by putting a photograph of Chris Kerry through his door. Aries. The moon moves into the quadrant of Venus, meaning absolutely, nothing. Libra. If sending somebody a letter by... If sending somebody a letter bomb, then don't forget to use a good, strong envelope and don't, of course, forget your postcode. Taurus. Russell Grant is still just as ugly as he was last week. And for Gemini, if you're having a Chinese meal, then you've got to avoid the number 63 with fried rice. For Sagittarius, now is the best time to plan a flight abroad. For Scorpio, don't take flight 63. And for Capricorn, 63 trombones led the big parade. Gypsy Rose Ramjet stars on Centre FM 105.7. This is Talk Talk. On CD.
Yeah.
I love that one. Talk, Talk, and It's My Life, a well-scratched copy because it's been well played. There is a fantastic magazine. It's free of charge. It's called Knots On. The first issue is out now, and it's full of listings for the county of Nottingham. Everything in there, from music and nightlife, theatre. They even have a fun page. And of course, all your arts and films as well. It's wonderful stuff. It's called Knots On. It's free of charge from most libraries. Richard and Linda Thompson, I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight.
I'm so tired of working every day. Now the weekend's come, I'm gonna throw my troubles away. If you've got the cafe, mister, you'll do all right. I want to see the bright lights tonight.
Centre FM 105.7.
Your mama says that through the week you can't go out with me, but when the weekend comes around she knows where we will be. Kissing in the back row of the movies on a
you and I, hugging and a kissing and a back row on a movie.
The Drifters, hugging and kissing in the back row of a movie. Oh, wonderful stuff.
Sit alone at night and watch TV.
That loathsome Chris Curry chap promised me a cup of coffee.
No, just where I'll be.
I think I'm being done here. I'm not kissing him in the back row of a movie again. Oh, what a giveaway. See, I wouldn't say Chris Curry was ugly. More sort of facially challenged. Well, we're insulting Centre Radio FM staff.
We could stay forever.
What's got a wooden door and flies?
We could stay forever. You and I.
Stuart King's outside toilet.
This is BBC Radio Norfolk, and I'm Michael Forbes-Hitler. We've just opened the phone lines, and our first caller is Jill. Hello, Jill.
Hello, Mike.
And what can we do for you?
I've got a problem, Mike.
And what's that?
You.
BBC Radio Norfolk.
Oh, getting a bit controversial. This is one lady who I definitely cannot insult in any way, because she's beautiful. It's Vivian McCone and Sing.